Welcome back. I'm Luca, and you're listening to Film Waves, the analog photography podcast that teaches you photography while you go through your busy week. This week, we're going to talk about light leaks. Considered a problem for most, and a feature for some. So, why are we talking about them on a technique podcast right now? This is because if you had a look on Instagram, some time ago, a lot of people started using them on their digital pictures. They started adding the same effect that you would get with a camera that has light leaks. And us that shoot film cameras should know how to create them voluntarily on our pictures. Of course, you could go and ruin the film, the seal that goes around your camera, so that sometimes the light hits it the right way and you get a light leak. But that's probably not what you want to do. That's because you would ruin your camera. And if you wanted to use that camera to shoot regular pictures, you would have to replace the light seals. So the other way to do it is to pop open the back of your camera to let some light in and then immediately close it back. It has to be like just a few seconds, even less, like a split second. And that way you can really get a few of your shot with a curious light leak. The way you can achieve this is by opening the camera after a few shots, like two or three that you want to have a light leak on, and then close it back immediately. This is because the light leak is not going to be restricted to the picture you're shooting next, or the one that you just shot, because the film is exposed because it's rolled in the camera, but it's not protected like the film, the part of the film that is inside the film canister. So make sure that when you're trying to do a light leak, you do it when you have a few shots that if get ruined, you don't care. Like one time I tried it, like a few times I tried it, but this one time I had my I had a few pictures that came out bad, like the light completely covered the pictures, and other times I got some interesting results. Like I have a picture of myself that I made one of my friends take, and in that picture it seems like I'm on fire, just because the light leak hit just the part of the picture where I was standing and not the rest of the picture. I also have a picture of one of my friends that is taking a photograph, and there are two stripes, one above him and one below him, and it seems like an edited photo. It seems like I did that in post, but it actually was just a lucky light leak. So it's something you need to experiment with. It can get frustrating sometimes because you cannot control it at all. But I think it can really give you a new perspective, a new way of, I don't know, just experimenting and trying to understand what a light leak really does to your picture. Because with color film, you get some red vibes, but if you do it on black and white, you get white spots. So depending on what you want to achieve, both kinds of film can be good options. So make sure to try it. If you do, please let me know on Instagram. I'd be happy to see the results. I think this is it for this episode. It was a pretty short one, but this is all I had to tell you today. Before you go, I wanted to tell you that if you're listening this before the 21st of March 2021, you can enter a giveaway I'm hosting on my Film Shooters Group Instagram profile. And if you want to learn a little bit more about that, go on Instagram and you're gonna find the post about the giveaway. And yeah, this is it. Hope to see you next week with the last episode of this season. And until then, keep shooting film.